Hello, Eric. Chris Tucker. I sent you an email, and I'm a longtime Waldo County resident. I love Belfast, Maine. We welcome this project, but what I would like to ask out of you is a commitment on a community benefit agreement within the construction phases of it. I also represent hundreds of laborers with the Laborers International Union. I want to make sure that the contractor pays their workers health insurance, good livable wages, and there's some local hire language in there so we can put local Belfast residents to work.
Yes, I do remember your email. I used to say that's been perhaps both a pleasure and a challenge in the last few weeks. The engagement from the community has been tremendous. So I've been trying to get through all these emails, and it's been a lot of them, including half the supplier market in the U.S., which has been sending emails as well. But I'd like to say we need to understand a little bit better about the benefit perspective in this, but what I can say is that we are a Norwegian company where we want to have a certain philosophy in terms of benefits and also wages. So we come from a country where we are concerned about building good benefit programs for employees. So we already put on the table extended solutions for maternity leave, those kinds of solutions. So these are things we're going to be looking at. So you have my commitment and promise that we're going to be looking at good package people. We want to have basically only full-time people, and we want them to stay with us. And to do that, we need to make them happy and loyal. So, but benefits and wages is a part of that. And we also, I'd like to make clear, we invest in people because this is our industry focused on very much on quality and discipline. So there is training and competence and skills that need to be built, and that requires investment. And this is something that we do. So I'm looking forward to further conversations about that. Yeah. And if anybody's interested, my wife is actually here, too. She's been an HR director in global companies and also in Norwegian companies. So if you have questions about things like that, she could probably be helpful with some comments as well.
Thank you. I look forward to speaking
with you. Yeah. Welcome to Belfast, Eric. Are you considering any other cold water species that is aquaponics in your future?
Was that two questions, other species and aquaponics? At this time, we are not considering other species. As you heard, we are working with two species today. One is a warm water species. We have no plans for that here because the market is much, much smaller for that fish. So primarily salmon. We can also do trout. We don't have plans for that today. That's really the position we have today. If that changes in 5 or 10 years, I can't say. It depends on the market and demand and interest in the end. So that's, and aquaponics was your second question. I don't know if most people know what that is, but it's basically taking the nutrients and connecting agricultural activity. That's what we mean. So you basically take your all your nutrients and then put them into a sort of a greenhouse facility where you can grow vegetables and things like that. The problem really is brackish water doesn't go too well with vegetables. So you can do certain plants with that. So it's not in our short-term plans right now. So my main strategy is to remove the nutrients and defeat leftovers and so on and recycle it for other purposes. That's the plan.
Follow-up question on hiring. What skills are you looking for in the workers who will be part of this project? And do you believe the local population has those skills?
So we are... It's an interesting operation because we're going to have a good mix of very high-skilled jobs and low-skilled jobs, and also an opportunity to do training and development as we go along. So just to give you some examples, we're probably going to be sourcing some top specialists in biology and aquaculture, maybe nationally, even internationally, because we want to build a world-class team here in this community. And there's an opportunity for local people also in a range of jobs and also with training to develop in production fish processing, other administrative jobs. So there's many opportunities there. We're probably going to be setting up training programs back in Norway, so an opportunity to go there and see what's going on there and so on. And also staff coming over from Norway, doing knowledge transfer to the team here. So I think you will find a good mix of different competencies in this project. And that should be exciting for the community. So we hope to recruit most of the people here in this region with some additions to that. So that's more or less how the picture is probably going to be. Yeah.
Hi, I'm Ellie Daniels, and I live on the Perkins Road. And I have questions about access into the property. I had heard that perhaps there might be some kind of a right-of-way across Matthews Brothers' property, and also about if you're accessing directly off Route 1, what the plan might be for traffic control. That's quite a tricky little piece of the road down there.
I can try and speak to that a little bit. Sorry. As part of the permitting process, one of the things we look at is a traffic study and understanding the patterns of traffic in the neighborhood. I can say that the project itself doesn't have a whole lot of traffic. I mean, obviously, when you have 60 employees coming in and out of a facility, that's a certain amount of traffic in and of itself, and that there will be some trucks with both product going out and feed coming in. But those truck trips are about 10 or 12 per day, at least on our initial calculations. And so all of those things get looked at to try and figure out, well, what's the best way to do that and not have a detrimental impact on the neighborhood, and also for road safety. So at the present time, you know, the things that have been discussed are either A, bringing things in and out purely by Route 1, or the other thing would be bringing things in and out somehow on Perkins Road. Where on that road is, you know, still kind of to be discussed. I assume we'll have additional discussions during the planning process.
So in terms of trucks as well, my chairman actually asked me to put in orders for a number of Tesla trucks. So the whole dimension of the impact on the community as well, we are concerned about making it low impact. So there's a 90% probability you will see electric trucks coming from this facility, which obviously will be environmentally positive in terms of both noise and emissions and everything. So that's the way you should do it.